What's going on, everyone? My name is Alex B. Welcome to the Anti-Poverty Message for people like you and me who are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Alex B. And today we're going to talk about three things you can do so that you can stop struggling and take it to the next level. These three things are the three most common things that I see often and all the time on like social media and just from being around people. These are things that I personally see. So let's get into this. The first one on the list is change your friends. You know, a lot of your friends are secretly hating on you or they don't want to see you succeed. You know, some people are just comfortable with where they're at. You know, some people they're just there, you know. But what you need is supportive friends. Friends that's going to be like, let's make this work. How can we get to the next level? How can we do this? You know, you don't want the friends that's always talking about, oh, we can't do this or we can't do that. Is it because they're holding you back? You know, they might be close to you, but they're holding you back. So you're going to need to change your friends. So a conversation I had with my partner the other day, we were talking about how people are sleeping on the business that we're trying to start, right? So we're getting into the fitness arena. You know, some people support, some people don't support, but a lot of people are sleeping on us. So what I told them is, let them sleep. We're going to tiptoe right past them. You understand? Because meet people where they're at. Even though they're your friends, they may not be best in this type of situation. So you're going to need new friends that can help you progress in this area. You know, if that makes sense to you. So we're going to get you some friends that's doing what you're doing or trying to do what you do, and link up and mastermind and then push towards that objective. Let's pause right there for a second. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. Also, check us out at www.antipovertymessage.com. The link will be in the description. Let's get back to it. The second thing is to be open-minded. For some reason, people feel like they have a college degree or all this education, blah, 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 that they can't learn anything new. You know, for example, I was talking to someone and I was like, they couldn't understand what I was trying to say. So I said, well, I'm going to have to dumb down what I'm saying so you can understand it. But I didn't mean it as in you're slow. I mean it as in my dialect is different. So I have to pick and choose my words differently so you can understand it. You know, I might talk to somebody else and they're going to understand it or interpret it a different way. So the response to that was, I'm highly educated, this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. That's a close-minded response. You know, in the Army, we say you got to break it down Barney style for us. So we make sure we understand. We need it in simplest terms so we can understand without any mistakes. But anyways, but you got to be open-minded, because as soon as you feel like you know it all, you've already lost the game. You know, read books, get on webinars, get on YouTube, look things up, buy courses from Udemy. You know, you can go to my website, The Anti-Poverty Message, and scroll through the blogs, you know, scroll through the podcasts, scroll through the videos. It's up there. You know, the content is out there. You just have to go and find it and then be open-minded and ready to receive the information. And when I say receive, I mean, let me back up a little bit. When I say ready to receive the information, I mean, if you're not ready, it's not going to make sense to you. It's going to sound foreign. For example, I had bought a book. And in the beginning of the book, they were talking about stocks this and stocks that and blah, 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 blah. But I didn't understand how stocks worked. You know, I wasn't ready to receive that information. So within 10 to 15 minutes of getting into this book, I was done. You know, a year or two later, go by, I said, well, let me get back into this book. And when I was going through the book, everything made so much sense to me. And I couldn't believe how I couldn't see it before. But I just wasn't ready mentally to receive that information. So you got to be open-minded and ready to receive information. The third thing is take action. Now, a lot of people talk. They talk a good game. But what do they actually do to accomplish this goal? You know, they sit around, they talk about what they're going to do, what they could have done, what they should do. They know all of this information, but they don't take action. You know, the richest place in the world is the cemetery. Why? Because so many people died with knowledge. So many people died with the idea in their head. They never took action to actually make it work, and it could have helped out the world. So you gotta take action, man. A small step is better than no step. No, a small step forward is better than no steps at all. So you gotta take a bunch of baby steps, or you gotta crawl. Well, whatever it takes, just keep moving forward. You know, that's pretty much all I got for you today. You know, change your friends, get you some new friends. You know what I'm saying? Don't be emotionally attached to it when they're not responding or whatever. Just control your emotions, make new friends. Be open-minded and ready to receive information, because the ideas are all over the place and they're coming to you. You just may not be seeing them because you're not ready to see them. And the third one, take action, because all the information in the world doesn't matter unless you take action. You can read all the books in the world, watch all the videos, do all the training, do all everything you want, but if you don't take action, none of that matters. So let's get it.
This is Alex B. signing out.